Listening, Unit 8, page 100. C.
You will hear five people talking about environmental issues. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each person is doing. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Well, there are many ways we could make a difference right here in our own back garden. Have you seen that poster for the permaculture seminar at the end of September? It looks pretty interesting. They'll be showing participants various techniques for cultivating land using methods like crop rotation so that valuable minerals and stuff aren't overused or washed out with rainwater. And they'll be concentrating on growing fruit, vegetables and herbs that are suitable to our particular climate without the use of chemical pesticides. Just think of the benefits to the environment, and we'd be able to produce our own food. I'd sign up for it if I were you.
Speaker 2.
Yes, but what you have to realise is that when the people of this town elected you to office, it was because you promised to tackle green issues in our area. Not only has no positive action been taken so far, but your administration has allowed our finest beach to become a rubbish dump. It's an absolute disgrace. What happened to the recycling plant that citizens were promised before the elections? We haven't even seen as much as a recycling bin being put in place in the whole town. It's time you accepted your responsibilities and honored the promises that brought you to power in the first place.
Speaker 3.
We put in a bank of photovoltaic panels on our land last year, and we've been amazed at the savings we've made on our energy bills. I know the initial outlay for the equipment was quite high, but judging by how much we've saved this year alone, it should pay for itself in the future. And it's really satisfying to know that we're doing our bit for the environment by using solar energy. But what I wanted to ask you about was whether you're aware of any possible health concerns. I'm no expert, but I was wondering if it's 100% safe to live so close to where electricity is generated and stored.
Speaker 4.
Now, I know we've been lying here a very long time and nothing whatsoever has happened, but I promise you, you are about to witness one of the most remarkable sights on Earth. The grasslands, which are the lion's natural habitat, offer just the camouflage we need to get as close to these magnificent animals as possible. It'll be dark soon, so they will start to hunt down the prey that will make their next meal. Unlike other cats, lions work in groups called prides. Each pride hunts together, and the lions fan out in order to stop the prey getting away from them. What is particularly interesting is that it is the females who do the hunting, with the males patrolling the area to offer security. Once the prey has been caught, however, the male will take the lion's share of the food.
Speaker 5.
Well, it's just that I'm not sure that it's such a good idea to take the kids to the zoo. I understand what you're saying about zoos playing an important role in protecting endangered species and everything, and that it's a chance for the kids to see animals up close that they've never seen before. But do we really want them to see animals in captivity, being kept in conditions that have no relation to their natural habitat? No, I think you should reconsider the trip. The kids will be disappointed at first, but they'll understand why it's been cancelled if you point out to them why they shouldn't go.